and welcome back to Simplified Spaces, the podcast that helps you turn chaos into calm, one corner at a time. I'm your host, Mansi Kapoor, and today we're diving into one of the most overwhelming yet transformational journeys: how to begin the decluttering process. Let's be honest, decluttering can feel like standing at the bottom of a mountain with no map. But what if I told you the first step is simpler than you think? Before tossing anything into the donation pile, pause, walk through your home and observe. Ask yourself, what spaces make me feel good? What areas frustrate or drain me? What items do I use daily or what hasn't moved in months? For example, take your kitchen. Maybe your morning routine flows smoothly because your coffee station is well organized. But what about your pantry? A daily headache? That's your clue. What's working versus what's not? According to a 2023 home study by the National Association of Professional Organizers, over 60% of people waste up to 55 minutes a day looking for misplaced items. That's nearly 14 days in a year. So yes, assessing isn't just a feel-good step. It's a strategy to reclaim your time. Now, it's time to clear and edit. But here's the golden rule. Organize by category, not by room. Start small. Think bags, not bedroom. Pull out all the bags from around the house. Handbags, totes, suitcases, gym bags. Then assess what to keep and what to let go. Create categories like daily use, seasonal, sentimental, donate. After sorting, reassess. Do I need 5 nearly identical black tote bags? Is there a reason I still have this broken zipper suitcase? Most clutter builds because we store items based on space, not function. By editing with intention and reassessing often, we avoid simply reshuffling clutter. This is the emotional layer. A big reason we don't let go of items is guilt. Money spent, gifts received, or the classic, what if I need it someday? Here's a mantra. Just because it cost you something once, doesn't mean it deserves space in your life forever. Try the 20-20 rule. If you can replace it in 20 minutes for under $20, it's safe to let it go. For example, you're holding on to 3 extra phone chargers that don't fit your current devices. They're not sentimental. They're not useful. They're just there. Let them go. And if guilt sneaks in, remind yourself, you're not throwing away the memory. You're making room for a life that reflects who you are now. So to recap, start with awareness, streamline by categories, and release with compassion. Remember, decluttering isn't about having less. It's about making room for more. More clarity, more calm, more you. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who's standing at the edge of their own clutter mountain. And don't forget to follow Simplified Spaces for more practical tips and mindset shifts every week. Until next time, stay intentional and keep simplifying. Thank you.